Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's Sunday, Evo Live, an unprecedented three-hour live event. Motorsport superstar Travis Pastrana attempts three of daredevil Evel Knievel's most daring motorcycle stunts in Las Vegas, including the ill-fated Caesar's Palace fountain jump from 50 years ago, all within a three-hour span, and every exhilarating, nerve-wracking moment will be live on history. If Travis rides away from all three, he will be the only person to successfully beat two of Knievel's distance records and land a jump over the fountain on a V-twin motorcycle. Travis was riding a one-speed motorcycle when he was four. At 14, he captured the World Freestyle Championship, numerous X Games medals, including 11 gold, the first person to ever land a double backflip on a motorcycle. Paying homage to his inspiration, iconic daredevil Evel Knievel, history in the making. Travis Pastrana attempts three of Knievel's most dangerous feats Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific, Evel Live on History, and from Las Vegas, on location at the fountain at Caesar's Palace, Travis joins us on This Week in America. Travis, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Really appreciate you having me on.
You know, you certainly are no stranger to pressure, but three dangerous stunts in 3 hours on live TV. What's this build-up been like for you?
No, I definitely have even more respect, if that's possible, for Evel Knievel and the stuntman of the 60s and 70s who, you know, kind of showed the world that you could fly a motorcycle, because these bikes, they land like tanks. It's absolutely wild to try to jump them. You know, this is basically when it got brought up to Nitro Circus, and history said, let's do a tribute. Let's do a really awesome, a three-hour special, and let's see if we can get a jump in there, something that maybe has never been done or never been landed. And we were thinking, we could do the Greyhound bus jump would be awesome, the 50 car jump would be amazing, and probably the most infamous and iconic jump right here where I'm standing right now at Caesar's Palace, the fountain jump. I was like, we have to do this. This would be so amazing, and it all came together really quick. And said, all right, let me try to actually jump one of these motorcycles. And I've still yet to jump this motorcycle, this V-twin 750cc bike, as far as I'm going to need to, three times on a live event. But I'm really hoping it brings, kind of my dad's generation who, my dad always like, when men were men and bikes weren't meant to fly.
Yes.
The stuntman is dead in this modern era. And, the kids that are coming up on scooters and on BMX bikes to say, basically, the stuntman is still alive and well, and it's just evolved into action sports and kind of bring those generations together.
Well, we get to see that Sunday night, and let's take these in order. Let's start with the equivalent of over 52 cars. Talk about this and the difference in what you're riding. This is similar to what the Harley that Evel had. Talk about this, because this is different for you, isn't it?
This is very different. I mean, I jumped over 200 feet when I was 14 years old, but the modern-day motorcycle, it's got over a foot of suspension travel. It's less than half the weight of the bikes that Evel used to jump. And at the end of the day, I mean, there's kind of an extension on my body, and it's just basically going out there and, being able to land short, land long, and the bike kind of takes all the impact. So the motorcycle that I was going to be jumping with, that 750 V-twin, you have to land absolutely perfect. So I've got about a 2-mile-an-hour window on the takeoff of these jumps to make it work.
And then we've got the bus jump. Talk about this. This is one that what Evel did this with 14, barely did it at 14. You were doing 16. Talk about what's required to make this a successful jump.
Well, at the end of the day, this is, a tribute to Evel, and, he was all about this show, all about pushing the envelope and pushing the human spirit. And, we have better ramps. We have more technology, more understanding of how things fly. And so let's push it as far as we physically can. And definitely with the fountain jump, the most difficult part is the run-in, the infrastructure built around there. I only have 200 feet to get to 70 miles an hour, right around 68 to 70 miles an hour should be the sweet spot. So it's definitely going to be challenging. And at the end of the day, he did it with high-heeled dress suits and leathers and a cape. And this was a guy that cared more about being a showman and really being the spectacle than anything else. So definitely trying to recreate as much of that as possible.
What's interesting, you said one time, even he would go through with a jump even if he felt bad about it, even if he was concerned about it, even if he wasn't sure that he was going to be able to make it, if he had those bad vibes about it. He went ahead and did it anyway because he was the showman at heart.
Yeah, Evel Knievel was a man of his word, and I kind of got brought up on two Evel Knievel things. And one, if you say you're going to do something, you've got to do it. That's got me in trouble a lot, but it's also kept me from opening my mouth too many times, I guess. My dad being a Marine and also a huge Evel Knievel fan, all of my uncles, and being a motocrosser, all I heard was Evel Knievel quotes, hey, you're not a failure until you fail to get back up, and all that stuff. So it's basically been a lifelong goal, or dream, really, to be able to come out here and live a day in Evel's boots. And, to get that opportunity, I wasn't going to let this one slip by.
Travis Pastrana, our guest on This Week in America, Evel Live, Sunday 8 Eastern Pacific on History. He'll be trying to attempt three of Daredevil Evel Knievel's most daring motorcycle stunts. With the buses, some experts have said if you land this one, it's a legendary feat. So that's like a night's work. But wait, there's more. I mean, after that, you move on to the Caesar's Fountain where you are now. Talk about the challenges of taking these jumps one at a time and not thinking ahead and getting in trouble with the jump you're on now.
The biggest difficulty of this is, with a live event, doesn't matter what the wind is, Evel would have gone. And that's, being a tribute to Evel and then the original stuntman, live event, you have to go, and you have to be within 2 miles an hour. But if the wind changes direction, or even 5 miles an hour one direction, that changes how fast you have to hit the jump. So really, it's coming up to the jump, knowing how warm the bike is. I mean, it's going to be 110 degrees out here in Las Vegas, and the motorcycle basically gets less and less horsepower as the temperature goes up higher and higher. So checking the temperature of the motorcycle, knowing how fast you can get up to speed, and also knowing the wind direction at that moment. There's no waiting for lulls. It's just calculating it kind of on the fly right before you take off and looking at the speed of the wind and how fast you got to adjust and just hitting your numbers.
It's interesting. You tend to forget about the elements, and I'm reading part of the broadcast team is Ginger Z, a weather analyst who will be talking about the wind, talking about the heat out there. So all the preparation you're doing something went right up to that final moment to adjust for the elements.
No, without a doubt. And that's, when you do something at home or you do a stunt or you practice, you can wait for the perfect conditions. But the beauty of what Evel used to do, in front of live event, live crowd, and here on History, I mean, we've got to go. When they say go, it's time to go. And, that's also another reason why, I'm taking these stunts on. And it's something that I couldn't tell anyone else, hey, man, if the weather's bad, you still got to jump. But it's one talent I have is to be able to get out of really bad situations and, to really figure out what needs to be done to survive. And as silly as that sounds, that's kind of what I'm going to try to do three times on Sunday.
A minute or so left in the program. You've said that after preparation and before the conclusion is the most intense, the best, the scariest moment, the moment I live for. Talk about that when you're sitting there and you're about ready to take off. It sounds like you are really in a zone at that point.
Well, it's interesting because with stunts, it's not just, hit your marks. The marks, like you said, are always changing depending on the weather and the wind and everything. So I have a lot of experience in these situations. I know I can do it, but a live event, it's not just one jump. Like if you have one jump, you can really set the bike up specifically for one thing. But this bike wasn't meant to fly. This is a tribute to, to the guys that first pioneered the sport. And it's to try to go out there and challenge myself and, to push as far as we can. That's why we're adding more buses and more cars, not to outdo Evel, but just in his spirit to, to try to see how far we can push it. Because this bike is a little bit better than what Evel jumped. And we do have more technology and more frame of reference.
Well, paying homage to his inspiration, iconic daredevil Evel Knievel, history in the making, Travis Pastrana attempts three of Knievel's most dangerous feats. It's Sunday, 8 Eastern Pacific. Evil Live on History. Travis has been joining us from Las Vegas. Travis, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck. We'll be watching on Sunday. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.